The girl down the street is not very smart. Marcus and I got her almost to crash into us.
Now that doesn't sound like a good thing to do. How would you like it if someone did that to you? Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm super glad to see you here. You can learn a lot about a person by the way they treat those who are different from them. See, you might be tempted to tease somebody who has special needs. Maybe they speak differently or have trouble walking. But remember this, Jesus expects much better from you. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, Paul wrote, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ." That means we need to treat every single person with dignity and respect, no matter how they're different or the same as you. Our story today is called Hurt on the Inside. "Look, here comes that girl on her three-wheeler," said Marcus. "She's not too bright," he added with a snicker. "Yeah," said Nolan. "Let's pretend we're going to run into her and see what she does." So Marcus and Nolan steered their bikes toward the girl. Fear spread across her face as they came closer. "Stop!" she shouted. "Watch out, dummy!" yelled Marcus, and Nolan laughed loudly. They steered away just in time to avoid actually running into the frightened girl. Just then, Marcus saw Mrs. Van Veer, their Sunday school teacher, coming out of her house. Feeling guilty, he turned and looked the other way. Crash! Before Marcus realized what was happening, he had run into Nolan. Down they went in a tangle of boys and bikes. Marcus felt a sharp pain where his arm was badly skinned, and Nolan was limping when he got up. Mrs. Van Veer hurried to help them. She went back into her house to get bandages. "Do you like to get hurt?" she asked when she returned. "Do we like to get hurt?" Marcus asked in surprise. "Of course not." "So how would you have felt," continued Mrs. Van Veer, "if I had come out and pushed you over and then laughed when you got hurt?" The boys stared at her blankly. "That would have been mean," Marcus finally answered. Mrs. Van Veer nodded. "Yet you did the same to that girl." "We didn't touch her," Nolan protested. "We just teased her a little." "Yes, and that hurt her," replied Mrs. Van Veer. "It hurts her to be made fun of just because she has special needs." The boys hung their heads, knowing she was right. "Jesus taught us to treat others kindly," continued Mrs. Van Veer. "He treated everyone with love. And he loves each one of us so much, he was willing to suffer and die for us. And he wants us to love everyone too, including those we see as different from us." Both boys looked ashamed. "I'm sorry," said Nolan. "Me too," said Marcus. "We won't ever do that again." Nolan nodded in agreement. "I'm glad to hear it," said Miss Van Veer. She pointed down the street. "Here she comes round the block again. Maybe you should let her know that you're sorry, too." So how about you? Are you kind to those who are different from you? Or do you sometimes tease them? Teasing can be very painful. Try thinking how you would feel if you were in their place. Instead of teasing, follow the example of Jesus. He was kind to everyone and showed us his great love by dying for our sins. So don't be a bully and tease when it hurts someone. Instead, be a friend like Jesus. Our key verse, once again, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2.
Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us.
And our key thought today, be kind to others. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'm so glad you could stop by. Make sure you tell some friends about it, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.